This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Still to come here, Mark, you've got a report on how it is that America, maybe it wasn't actually founded as a Christian nation, as so many people like to claim. We're going to get to that. But first, this news from New York. Mayor Michael Bloomberg, his crusade against gun crime took a step forward on Monday, this from the AFP, with the introduction of new legislation aimed at tightening control over firearm sales. As we're all aware, Mr. Bloomberg actually ran on a gun control sort of a platform. This is a key issue for him. He's been addressing this for a while. He's a so-called Republican and just an anti-gun zealot. And here he is saying, quote, "The fight against illegal guns isn't waged only on the streets. Creating local laws that make enforcement easier and prevention more effective is critical in the fight to keep illegal guns off our streets and out of the hands of criminals."
Well, I would say that it's the laws that make any gun illegal that are illegal.
The laws themselves are illegal.
Yes. I mean, you know, the,
as in contradiction to the U.S. Constitution.
The U.S. Constitution, Second Amendment, says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Well, they've
that means no laws.
They've infringed on that those freedoms quite a bit in New York City for a long, long time. It's very difficult for an average citizen.
Well, have they stopped crime there? And that, you know, infringing, obviously they're trying to stop crime. Have they managed to stop crime? No. Would you say that crime is higher in New York City than it is in other places?
Oh, yes.
That's my perception.
Absolutely. And
sounds like they have crappy laws.
Unless
then.
You're a diamond dealer, I mean, you really, unless you are dealing with some sort of high amount of cash or something like that or valuables, it's very difficult to even get a concealed weapons permit in New York. You really, if you're an average person, you really can't own a gun. And even if you own a gun, you, as I understand it, you can't use it to defend yourself with.
So the target practice.
It's getting worse, though. The legislative package, which will be presented to the City Council later this month, would require individuals convicted of criminal possession of a weapon. Now, that just might mean that you're an average individual who happened to get caught with a gun because maybe you wanted to protect yourself. That would give you a criminal possession of a weapon charge, okay? It would require those individuals register their current addresses and personally report to the police every 6 months. First, they came for the sex offenders, Mark. Now, they're going after gun owners. This is where this whole sex offender registry has gotten us. This is the sex offender registry taken to the next step. They are now looking to register gun criminals, as they're calling them. But those gun criminals aren't individuals that use their guns in the commission of a felony. They're not individuals that use their guns to rob or murder somebody. They're people that were caught with a weapon, and the law says they aren't supposed to have it in New York City. So
nobody
we're going to start tracking these people.
Nobody cares where, nobody's going to go to the website that shows guncriminals.com.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares about that. I mean, they're going to, for lack of demand, that's going to die.
What are you talking about? It's going to die. As though this government program is going to go away. Are you kidding me? The fact that they are going to require that gun owners who are caught with guns report to the police their whereabouts on a consistent basis and then check in once every 6 months, that's going to mean that they're going to forget to check in and therefore they're going to violate their agreement with the government, this so-called agreement.
You're making it sound like the government. I know what you're saying, and I know, I hear the rhetoric all the time, but what...
This isn't rhetoric. This is how it works.
No, it's not. You're mistaken. It is not how it works. The fact is, most states in this union have a law that if you come into town and you're convicted of a felony, you have to report to the sheriff within 72 hours.
Is that right?
And the reason they give you 72 hours is because of the weekend. So they give you 72 hours. Do you think anybody does that? And do they arrest people for this? Rarely. Rarely, if ever. So it's already out there. The laws are already on the books. I mean,
but what you're saying is, with that example, is that you're saying that when you go into a town, you're supposed to report to the sheriff of that town.
And register, as it were.
Do you also have to report to the other sheriff of the town you are coming from that you're leaving the town?
I, that's not what I have not heard that.
Right. So you're talking about a a request or an order on the part of law enforcement that you do something that most people aren't aware of. In this case, these individuals are going to be made aware of it. They're going to be caught for
this
gun crime.
The felons are aware of the rule. It's just that nobody follows it.
I see what you're saying, but there's no way to be really punished for this because you can't be caught for it. It's very difficult to be caught. In this case, we're talking about a new system that's going to be created to track gun owners that have been caught with this with these firearms. So, if you're caught with a firearm and you get charged with criminal possession of a weapon, then they're going to require you give them your address and report every 6 months. If you don't report every 6 months, you'll be in violation of this statute, which means they'll put a warrant out for your arrest.
But
that's
you
a whole totally different situation.
It's not in totally different situation because nobody does. All felons just about are in violation of these rules of reporting to a town.
In violation, but there's no consistent reporting requirement, so there's no way for these bureaucracies to follow these cases. They don't know who's moved into their town. In this case, New York City.
Every time they see a felon, they pull one over and bloop, that comes up on their little computer.
Yeah.
They should throw them in jail, right?
I see what you mean.
No, they don't, because they just don't enforce it.
You don't think New York City's going to enforce this one?
They are crazy. I think it's a terrible idea, and I don't think that they should spend the money on it. And they might just do it. But if they do get crazier and crazier on guns, then all it is a great example of what a bad idea it is to have gun laws. I mean, you have the control group, and you can see what happens if you make guns illegal.
Right. I understand why you're being sort of flippant about this, but we're talking about gun owners here, we're talking about the Second Amendment, and we're talking about putting them in jail an extra time after they've already been convicted. We're talking about a very similar situation to the sex registry, and it's pretty disturbing. And maybe there is a demand. Maybe there's such a demand in New York City from the anti-gun crowd, the anti-gun socialists out there, that they're going to say, you know what? You haven't gone far enough with this law. This law only requires that they register with the police. We need a website to know where these criminal firearm keepers are at. We need to keep our children safe. They might drop their gun on the street and the kids could pick it up. I mean, these people could go as crazy with this as they want to, and I think that you're being kind of lax in believing that this is just going to go away.
Well,
I
consider myself separate and devoid of New York City. New York City is, in its rules and its socialism and the way it is almost a different country.
Oh, no, I agree with you.
I don't really feel responsible in any way, shape, or form of protecting people who live in New York City from their own nonsense.
But it's important to bring these things to their attention. It's possible that there are people in the city that don't know this is going on because, I mean, how could you know about all the different laws that New York is looking to pass? I mean, they constantly are coming up with new regulations.
I agree with you that it's a bad idea.
Okay.
But I don't think that this is necessarily a result of sex offender registry.
Being shifted to a new class of criminal. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Jason in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I've been just catching up on podcasts and haven't been able to listen to you guys live for a while, so you may have already covered this, but I want to talk about the excise tax. Have you heard about have you talked about on the air yet the excise tax being repealed, removed, and done away with?
What is the excise tax?
Different types of excise taxes.
The one that you guys talked about a while back on your phone bill to pay
the Spanish American War excise tax.
There we go. Yep.
We were very happy to see that go away. So
I don't know. Has it gone away yet? I don't think so.
They were saying that they were going to remove it.
I think they are.
I was told or heard on I think it was one of the morning shows, the Morning America or Today Show or something. They did a quick little 15-second blip about it. And said that it was supposed to be removed, I think, this month.
Hooray. If somebody actually notices that, go away. Let us know. Jason, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. On the way, was America founded as a so-called Christian nation? We've had people make these allegations on the show before, and we're going to check in with, I believe, John Adams on this. Come back. Free Talk.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there with our newest Shriner added to it over the weekend. Sam is up on the Shrine, you can see what I mean, by going to freetalklive.com and exploring the Shrine. Over
Sam and Roscoe.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Roscoe is not a female.
No, Roscoe's a puppy.
It's her dog. So, yeah, go to Shrine of Female Listeners and see all the ladies that have sent us their photos validated, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. In fact, Sam spelled FTL by putting a bunch of cigarettes together on her table, so pretty creative there.
You know, I think Roscoe's the only Y chromosome from the whole female Shrine of Female Listeners page.
I'm included in one of those photos.
Yeah, but not on the main page.
Not on the main page? No. There's only one shrine page.
Yeah, but then you not the face.
Oh, you can't
click
see
on,
me.
Then you can see the larger photo.
Good point. All right, so we're going to the phones. We're going to get to this Christian Nation thing here in a moment, but we're going to Slim calling from somewhere. I didn't get a chance to find out. Slim, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Slim.
Hey, I wanted to talk about that gun / sex offender registry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought of this. The way that they're going to actually enforce this would be with Real ID.
What do you mean?
They'd use the Real ID and they'd put a RFID chip in there so they could track wherever you go.
That could be an extension of this.
It's in the gun or in the person? No, obviously we wouldn't be able to put it in a gun. So the person.
No, it'd be in your ID, so you have to take it with you.
I see.
Yep, that is absolutely an extension that this could be seeing in the future, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call. And any other thoughts?
And the other thing was the first caller you had with property rights.
Yeah.
Talking about property rights. The way to own a actual piece of property is with an allodial title.
Yeah, we've heard about this allodial title thing in the past, and some people have called in to make claims about how you can get one. I don't know if anyone's ever actually posted any concrete information about this. Is this possible, or is this a pipe dream?
Well, Texas and Nevada actually have a limited allodial title possibility. You can get an allodial title, but they put little provisions in it, like they can still take your property for tax purposes and things like that.
So
what does this term allodial mean?
It refers to common law.
Mm.
I actually learned about this from a class with Michael Bednarik.
Yes, that's right. I've seen that class. It's available free online. It's like a 7-hour constitutional class, and I believe they're actually going to be having one at Porkfest this year. We're going to tell you a little bit more about Porkfest here in a bit. So you can actually take that very same class that apparently you've been to. So I guess the question is, are we going to have to just make some major changes to the law, for instance, in the free state, to make it so that people can actually get their hands on allodial titles?
I believe we are going to have to make some major changes.
Yeah, there's some serious work ahead of us if we want to actually get rid of these property taxes through the so-called legitimate channels. But I think it'll be worth it, because if we can actually get rid of property taxes in New Hampshire, then New Hampshire will not have a sales tax, will not have an income tax, and will not have a property tax. It truly, if we can get rid of it and not replace it with another tax, truly will be the most wealthy state in the world, most likely. Slim, any other thoughts?
No, that's it. Thanks,
man.
Guys.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Tim in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey.
Hey there.
Well, you mentioned something about the United States originally being a Christian nation. I think for the most part it was, but I don't think that's really a relevant argument.
Well, the fundamentalist Christians seem to think so. They seem to think that if they can make the point that this was indeed a Christian nation, that there should be laws legislating morality and all the wonderful things that the fundies want to shove down our throats.
Well, the thing is that if you read the Bible, and it has God's law and everything, and it says things like thou shalt not commit adultery and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But nowhere in there does it say thou shalt put your neighbor in jail if he commits adultery.
Yes, it doesn't.
Well, God created Adam to have choice, and Jesus wanted us to have choices. And he was also real big on not casting the first stone and getting the plank out of your eye before you got it out of your neighbor's.
Turn the other
cheek. It seems to be all about personal choices for yourself, and not about jamming your religion and your philosophies and your morality down somebody else's throat, and if they don't like it, putting them in jail.
Right. I'm a Christian, but I follow those rules for myself, but I don't try to enforce them on somebody else.
Well, that's good. I mean, you're the brand of Christian that respects other people's choices, and that's awesome. I really appreciate and respect that. But unfortunately, you're also you're in that same boat, unfortunately, by labeling yourself as a Christian. You're also in the same boat as all the other zealots that label themselves as Christians that have no compunction whatsoever with shoving their moral system down everybody else's throats. And that's unfortunate. It makes those Christians make Christians like you look bad, Tim. You're suffering
right.
because these people exist, and they're trying to legislate morality.
Right.
I like to call them Pharisees. You know, the people that would, because that's really what Jesus came out against, was the same sort of Christians that we have today that are talking about how much more righteous they are and how much better they are and how other people have to follow their rules. They're really the Pharisees.
That's a very good point.
Tim, any other thoughts for us?
Well, on the New York City gun law, I've come so close to getting caught in New York City so many times. You know, I carry wherever I go. It doesn't matter if it's quote unquote legal or not.
Right.
But
lawbreaker.
How'd you almost get caught? I mean, were they going to shake you down or?
I was taking a bus from New Hampshire down to Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I had to change buses in New York City.
Oof.
And when I went to get on the next bus.
That's got
to
be the ugliest Greyhound station in the world.
Yeah, they had a security checkpoint with people with the metal detecting wands and
right.
stuff, and they were searching bags. And I was thinking, oh, crap, I got a Glock in my shoulder holster.
Right.
And so there was this guy who had been following me around, you know, saying, sir, can I carry your bags for you? You know, I can show you where you need to go and all this other stuff. You know, trying to make a buck.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had been trying to blow him off and lose him and stuff, but he kept
suddenly
telling me.
Suddenly he seemed valuable.
Well, at that moment, he became valuable because I said, sir, can you show me where the bathroom is? So I went to the bathroom. I stuck my Glock inside my briefcase and locked it. And then I went back to the checkpoint, and they did the wand on me. And then the guy said, are you in the military? And at the time, I was. And I said, well, yes. And he said, oh, okay, well, let's go ahead and get on the bus. They didn't check my bags.
Wow.
You know,
very fortunate.
It's a shame that you had to go through all that trouble just to, you know, for
remain
your gun,
free.
But you're lucky.
Yep. Right.
Tim, thanks
just
for
to
the
be
call.
Able to transport it, you know, through that state.
Yeah.
Yep. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. All right, Mark says, since he brought it up.
He did.
Let's jump into this.
Okay.
This whole Christian nation
allegation.
Because he believes that it is.
Basically, the GOP in Texas has declared that America is a Christian nation.
Yeah.
Well, and God is our undeniable in our history and is vital to our freedom.
Well, we'll explore this coming up here. And again, we're going to check in with one of the founding fathers to see what he has to say about this. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426,
Website, Allison Park, PA, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us online, by the way, at freetalklive.com. An entire year's worth of archives await you on the front page of our website. You don't have to jump through any hoops or sign up for anything. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Totally free. 800-259-9231. We're talking about, apparently in Texas, is it the Republican Party of Texas that has come out and
Correct.
Said what now?
The Mark? Republican GOP. Let me read the article to you, if I could. Lieutenant Colonel Brummer from the Dallas Morning News.
Okay.
Wayne Slater. Lieutenant Colonel Brian Bidwell offered a greetings to delegates to the Republican Convention. It's great to be back in the Holy Land, the Fort Worth native said to the cheers of the party faithful. For the 4,500 delegates at last week's, what is a biennial?
Biennial.
Okay, biennial. Why did I say biennial, though?
Biennial is a different word, I think.
Okay. Biennial, maybe it means biennial.
I'll find out. You keep
biennial is twice a year. I thought that would be semi-annual. Both an expression of conservative philosophy and religious faith, a melding of church and state.
Biennial happening every second year, so not twice a year, but every 2 years.
I've always heard biannual was that. Anyway, at Saturday morning's prayer meeting, party leader Tina Berkisser assured them that God was watching over the two-day confab.
I'm sorry, biannual is twice per year. So biennial, once every 2 years. Biannual, twice per year. Now you know.
I don't believe those definitions.
It's from thefreedictionary.com, so there you go. Continue.
That's not my understanding of those definitions.
You're
he
wrong.
Is the chairman of this party, because they're right.
Yes.
He is the chairman of this party. That's God, of course.
They have a
she
website.
Said, so do I, but I just don't have definitions on it. She said against a backdrop of flags and a GOP seal with its red, white, and blue logo, God, chairman of the GOP. The party platform adopted Saturday declares, America is a Christian nation. This is the party platform adopted Saturday, declares America is a Christian nation and affirms that God is undeniable in our history and vital to our freedom. I would say that he's undeniable in our history, and he gave us our freedom, so therefore vital to it.
Presuming you believe in God.
Presuming that one believes in God. I believe those things.
And apparently you have to believe in God to be a Republican now.
Apparently, okay. But I don't believe what the God that these people are talking about, you can believe that. We pledge to exert our influence towards a return to the original intent of the First Amendment and dispel the myth of the separation of church and state.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what they said.
They're saying that's a myth, that there's a separation of church and state. Now, to their credit, in the Constitution, it doesn't actually say that there should be a separation of church and state, as I understand it. But that's the whole reason why America exists.
Well, they make a claim that we're a Christian nation founded by Christians, blah, 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 and I'd like to point something out.
Well, that's what somebody said the other night on Free Talk Live.
They say these things.
The founding fathers were all Christians, they said.
Or whatever. They say that America is a Christian nation. That's the first thing they always say. Mm-hmm. And no, it's not. It's not a Christian nation. It may have been founded by whomever it is you believe. Now, I believe that Jefferson was definitely conflicted over his religion. He claimed to be a deist on multiple occasions. Ben Franklin probably was not a Christian by any stretch. I think that John Adams was a Christian guy. I think that George Washington was rather devout in his faith.
Okay.
So you know, you've got a few in there. Madison, you're getting a little. I don't think he was a big Christian personally. So anyway, what I thought, I did some research on it, and I've come up with a treaty from the United States of America and the Bay and the subjects of Tripoli of Barbary. Now, you know, this is early 1800s, I believe it was 1801, during John Adams' presidency, this treaty was signed with these guys. And you remember the whole Thomas Jefferson, this was right around that time frame when we were having trouble getting our ships pirated by the Barbary pirates.
Okay.
So this is a treaty to sort of handle that situation.
Got it.
And Bey, who was the king or the mayor or whatever of Tripoli, what his concern was is America is a Christian nation, and we shouldn't be dealing with you. We're Muslims, and we shouldn't be dealing with America and that whole thing.
Hmm.
So what is in the Treaty of Tripoli, in Article 11, it states, as the government of the United States of America is not, in any sense, founded on the Christian religion. One more time, I'm going to repeat that, and then I'm going to go on with the rest of it. As the government of the United States of America is not, in any sense, founded on the Christian religion, as it has in itself no character of enmity against the laws, religion, or tranquility of Muslims, and the said states have never entered into a war or act of hostility against any Mohammedan nation, it is declared that the parties that no pretext arising from a religious opinion shall ever produce an interruption of the harmony existing between these two countries.
What's that mean? Can you translate that?
We are not a Christian nation. And if we were a Christian nation, it would affect our dealings with other nations that weren't Christian nations. It would be incredibly stupid to be a Christian nation.
Because then other nations that aren't Christian nations wouldn't want to trade with us, wouldn't want to interact with us.
Right. What a bad idea to
and
be a Christian nation.
Who wrote this?
Well, this was signed by John Adams. And if you want to know a founding father...
And he was a Christian.
Yeah, he was a Christian.
Saying that it wasn't a Christian nation.
And the founding father. The founding father. Now, you can say what you want to about Thomas Jefferson being, you know, the intellectual impetus behind the country. You can say what you want about the genius of Madison's writings. You can say what you want about George Washington's military abilities. John Adams was the big one. He was the first one right there in Boston where freedom and liberty began. Now, freedom and liberty have died in Boston, but yeah, that's where they started.
All right, we're going to the phones. Todd in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Well, listen, I wanted to say I think there's a distinction to be made between a state and a nation. And I think the rise of the nation state, I'm getting feedback in my ear if that
we're
means
not,
anything
so
to your technical
sorry,
guy.
Sorry about that.
Wing it.
But, yeah, anyway, there's a difference between a nation and a state.
And what is it?
A nation is a group of people. A state is defined boundaries and a constitution and a government. So in one sense, we certainly were a Christian nation. I don't know if you can say that anymore. I think people, based on polls, might say they are, but in practice they aren't. You know, there's a lot of people that say they're Christian, don't act that way.
When you say you're a Christian nation, does that mean that you're 51, if you have 51% Christian population, that makes you a Christian nation? Do you have to have a majority to be a Christian nation, and because there's 49% that aren't Christians, that still makes you a Christian nation?
When I say nation, I'm making a distinction between the state, between the government, and the people. And so if the people are practicing Christians overwhelmingly, then yes, it's a Christian nation.
Is 51% overwhelming?
No.
Okay.
Well,
Is America a Christian nation now because most people are too scared to say I don't believe in Jesus?
Because
they don't go to church.
It. Yeah, I think a lot of people say they believe it and say they're Christian, but in my experience has been most people don't really understand
Right. They don't walk under ladders either, but it's just superstition at this point for most of them. They don't follow the rules.
So you're saying, Mark, that
I don't think nearly a majority or even close to a majority is serious about what Christianity
says. Yeah, but these Republicans are absolutely serious about imposing their Christian agenda on everybody else. More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Where we have updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something new to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com is where you sign up for free. And also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get firsthand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. It really is, from what I've been told, the largest gathering of freedom lovers in the entire country. I mean, even bigger, I was told, than the Libertarian Party National Convention was. That's how many people were at this thing.
Wow, that's a big gathering.
Yeah, hundreds. Hundreds.
9 days of freedom, fun, and shooting.
No, there's some of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 800-259-9231. So we're talking about this whole Christian nation thing. And Todd was on the line in Florida, and he was pointing out that he believes there's a difference between nation and state. He believes that nation is just a group of people, and that a state is a state government.
Well, He's certainly making a distinction. I'm not sure that that distinction lies with everyone who uses the terminology nation and state.
Right. Nation, as defined by the Free Dictionary, is a relatively large group of people organized under a single, usually independent government. So I don't think that you can, in fact, definition number two is the government of a sovereign state. So it's either the people underneath the government or the government itself. So whether or not nation means what he thinks it says he thinks it means is another question.
He's made a distinction.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
So we're talking about the GOP in Texas that has announced a new portion of their platform, essentially saying what, Mark?
Well, that they are a Christian organization, that God is their chairman, and that we are a Christian nation.
And they want to abolish the myth, as they call it, of separation of church and state.
Right.
And we've seen that George Bush, over the last five or six years, has been moving towards this faith-based initiative plan that he has, to where community groups, charities, churches, they can apply to the federal government for funding. They can get grants now from the feds based on this faith-based initiative. So the lines have already been blurred between government and religion. And so we're already starting to see this, you know, this blurring of the lines, this joining together between certain religions and government. And it's really disturbing to me. And now here we are with the Republicans, at least in Texas. This wasn't a national convention. This was just Texas, right? This isn't being done at a nationwide level yet.
No, right? But it's a state level, and that's crazy enough.
And Texas is a big state, too. So we're talking about yet further blurring the lines, and a political party actually coming out and straight out advocating.
I mean,
destroying
where do they get off? I'm a registered Republican. Where do they get off doing that? Are you kidding me? I don't want your Christian religion infused. No, I don't. I think Jesus was a fine dude and everything. It all stops there. All that crap that people put around Jesus and make Jesus have done and dance him on the strings and say, Jesus doesn't want you to smoke. Jesus doesn't want you to cuss. Jesus doesn't care. Jesus has been dead 2,000 years.
But God cares.
Well, he may very well. God probably doesn't want you to die. I don't know. I don't think it matters in the big scheme to him, because I think that your soul lives for a long time, for eternity. So why would God care if you died or not?
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Charles in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
Charles. What's on your mind?
I was just going to make a little comment about the whole First Amendment separation of church and state.
Yeah.
It was, you know, designed to protect the church from the state.
Mm.
And as far as, like, legislating morality, you know, I feel like most of the moral issues are just thrown out there by the globalists to keep the right and the left fighting over these bones, you know, like abortion and gay rights.
I think that's absolutely true. That's what they're doing, and I don't think that there's any chance that the amendment is going to go through as far as the marriage amendment go. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, and as far as, like, legislating morality, you know, like, I think a good example of that is when they made slavery illegal. You know, it was totally, you know, acceptable until they made it illegal, and then it gradually became unthinkable.
Well, but, I don't know if that's true. I mean, there were plenty of people that found it unacceptable before it was made illegal.
And there's plenty of people now that would think that owning black people is just fine.
Yeah, probably.
We talked to one of them not too long ago.
But I do believe that, you know, as far as those issues, it's just really to keep people fighting and keep us divided.
There you go. And I liked your point about how the separation of church and state was to keep the state out of the church. I mean, don't you
exactly.
think? Well, churches would not want the state to be involved?
I've heard this point before, but at the time there was no evidence that the state had anything to fear from the church. You know?
Right.
I mean, there wasn't any evidence in the world at that time. There had been evidence in the past, but the state had sort of handled religion as somebody who's going for power, provocateur towards power.
Yeah. There you go. Any other thoughts for us, Charles?
No, that's it.
Glad you're listening on KCXL. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. We got Todd back in Florida because I don't think that I was quite done with him. Todd, your difference between nation and state, what is it that you, how would you define state?
I'm trying to tell you that so you understand how a lot of Christians use the term. And I agree they confuse it. They do also mean the state. They confuse the difference between...
You thinking that in their, you're saying that in their minds they believe the nation is the people.
Well, I think that's how the nation is used biblically. When they talk about nation, the Bible talks about nations, it talks about peoples. It talks about these groups of people.
Got it. More
and
on
so
the way. This is your show.
About then, and that's what they're referencing.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, you can sneak your call in. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with me.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can amp the show. If you like what we're doing on the show, if you want to see us get on more radio stations around the country, if you want us to get on more internet connections, AMP is the best way to go about it. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the perks that you get. You get access to classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in line, the amplifier-only forum, and more. Plus, once we reach there are certain milestones with the AMP program, we will add features to the website, to the show, and so you can get the details about that. But the most important thing is we're only asking for $3 a month. Now, if you like the website, you like the fact that we give you everything for free, you'll know that this is a totally voluntary option. It's just a simple way for you to show your appreciation for the fact that we give you everything for free. And we take the money in, and we turn it right back around into advertising, promoting, and getting Free Talk Live out there to more, getting it more exposure. It's making a big difference. In fact, you guys are sending us on a little trip this weekend. We're going to have a co-host.
Well, it's not exactly a vacation.
I didn't say it was a vacation.
No.
I said it was on a trip. It's a business trip.
It is.
We're going to the Talkers New Media Seminar in New York City. We're going to be schmoozing it up with all the important decision makers in the talk radio industry. And we would not be able to afford this if it weren't for the amplifiers. It's a big deal. It's going to go a long way to getting us some more radio stations.
It really is. And we, it really is going to go a long way. I can't wait.
amp.freetalklive.com. We've already been to one convention this year. There's two per year, so there's one earlier, and then there's this one. And it's you guys that's making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, by the way, we will have live shows Friday and Saturday. Mark and I won't be in the studio, but you will have a co-hosts-only edition. And speaking of co-hosts, we're going to be having Melissa returning to the airwaves with us as of tomorrow night, because Jason has left. He's moved off. He's moved on to Orlando. And so we're bringing back one of our female co-hosts. And so you guys, this has been in demand for a while now here on Free Talk Live on the message boards. People have been saying, we want a female co-host. So you're going to have it on Wednesday nights here starting tomorrow. Let's see here. Let's go to the news from ABC real quick. Scientology going with NASCAR, the Dianetics race car. The Church of Scientology is gearing up to bring its message to a whole new arena, racing fans. Ignite your potential is the mantra.
Someday, someday, someday.
Is the mantra Scientology uses to get Tom Cruise and other Hollywood celebrities jumping up and down. Now that message will be used to fuel the engines of a new NASCAR race team.
Pulse-pounding religion.
The venture is called the Dianetics Racing Team, named after the book by founder of Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard. Let's see, Kenton Gray, a California race car driver who has said Dianetics helped his life and driving performance, will head up the Dianetics team. So look out, Christians. The Scientology people are after your base. They're going after the racing fans.
Valve-clicking thetans. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
I love that. The team is hoping to spread messages of Scientology through weekly tours on the track, although it will compete on the local circuit, not NASCAR's premier national events. I wonder why that is. Does it cost a lot more money to sponsor a national event?
I'm sure it does.
And why can't they get enough money for that? I mean, that's all Scientology is about separating suckers from their money.
Maybe they haven't separated enough.
Maybe they're just testing the waters with this car, and then they'll move
perhaps
up to the national level. Hey, we're done for tonight. It's Benny in here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.